Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alan Chapple, Director of Corporate Communications at Rain Carbon Incorporated. Welcome to the Rain Industries Limited earnings discussion for the fourth quarter of 2022. With me on the call today are Mr. Jagan Reddy Nellore, Vice Chairman of Rain Industries Limited, Mr. Gerard Sweeney, President of Rain Carbon Incorporated, and Mr. T. Srinivasa Rao, Chief Financial Officer of Rain Industries Limited. Following the earnings presentation and management commentary that were released on February 27, 2023, we've been receiving questions from certain investors and analysts regarding industry developments and the status of our expansion projects. Accordingly, Rain Management will be addressing those questions. Before we begin, management would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature, and they could be affected by certain risks and uncertainties. The company's actual results could differ materially from such forward-looking statements. With that, we'll now start the discussion. Jerry, the first question is with regard to our operations in Europe. What impact will the permanent closure of BASF facilities in Europe have on our business?
Thanks, Alan. We are assessing the impact on Rain of the recent announcement of large layoffs in Europe by BASF, especially in Germany, and the permanent closure of some of their production units, which do compete with some of our products. These curtailments appear largely driven by high energy prices and cost savings measures. At first glance, their production unit closures should not directly impact Rain's lines of businesses in any material way.
Thanks, Jerry. Continue on Europe. Has the energy crisis created any opportunities or enabled us to gain any market share due to competitors having to close due to the increased price environment?
We have seen new and existing customers approach us for materials due to temporary or permanent shutdowns at some of our competitor sites. However, we do not expect any, you know, sudden or significant market gains at this time, unless the market as a whole recovers very quickly from the current downturn. Finding more opportunity due to these closures is not really possible, as we are seeing overall demand slowing globally. On the positive side, energy prices have been softening across Europe over the last 2 to 3 months due to a warm winter and the stockpiling of non-Russian sourced natural gas reserves. The geopolitical and economic situation is still unpredictable. As a result, we are taking necessary steps like hedging some of our required energy volumes to minimize price risks if the situation were to worsen.
Okay, thanks. Have we increased the use of alternative raw materials for our distillation and advanced materials business in the last year or so? Does this ensure that our volumes and utilization remain optimal, even in the case of low coal tar availability?
Yes, we have emphasized the use of alternate raw materials where economically advantageous to us. It helped our performance during the past year and provides us valuable options for raw material supply. On top of this advantage, given Rain's advantageous logistical capabilities and global presence, we are able to source raw materials from around the world and send our finished products back out across the globe to best match our production capabilities and locations with shifting global markets. This allows us to economically compete in an increasingly challenging raw material environment and optimize the use of both traditional and alternative raw materials in our production.
Thanks, Jerry. In terms of the advanced materials business, how do we plan to turn that segment around?
Good question. In most areas during this global commodity supercycle, we were able to thrive and find opportunity margin based on strong demand. Our advanced materials segment, however, did not fare so well during the last 18 months. The business is heavily energy dependent and has seen increased raw material costs as well. By discounting certain high energy intensive products, discontinuing certain high energy intensive products while simultaneously increasing the production of PetraRes, CarbaRes, and other healthy margin advanced materials products, coupled with the stabilization of energy costs, we expect to see improved performance from our advanced materials segment in 2023 and beyond.
Thanks, Jerry. With regards to aluminum production, is the new inert anode technology now commercially available to replace carbon anode technology? In addition, can you explain management's view on the technology and the potential impact that it could have on Rain's business?
Yeah, we are closely monitoring the technology developments in the experimental inert anode space. As we understand it, inert anode technology still has some significant barriers to overcome before it can become commercially viable alternative to carbon anode technology. For instance, it appears that the production of inert anodes requires a significantly higher energy-intensive process than carbon anodes. Developers will need to solve that issue before an inert anode could be commercially viable. Another significant challenge is that producers will need to construct new inert anode-specific smelters, as it does not appear that current smelters can be retrofitted with this technology. Obviously, producers would need to make significant capital investments and work through the regulatory and technology challenges of building new smelters just to transition to an alternative anode product. At this point, we are in alignment with the industry's current expectations that it will be 2030 or beyond before we see real progress in this field. That said, there should be no immediate or midterm impact on Rain's current business.
Thanks, Jerry. We now have a few questions for Jagan. The first question is related to our anhydrous carbon pellets, or ACP. While it's understandable this is a multi-year process and it takes time for smelters to accept any new product, can we expect any benefit to flow through the P&L in 2023 from ACP?
Thanks, Alan. As mentioned earlier, we are confident about the product and have supplied industrial trial samples to a few of our customers who have provided positive feedback and requested additional ACP to run follow-up trials. However, we view ACP as an evolving product and it will take time to get to commercial output and contribution to the bottom line.
Okay, the next question is related to our GPC allocation in India. In the absence of a favorable verdict from the Indian courts or environmental regulators, can we expect any increase in capacity utilization from our Indian CPC plants in 2023?
In the absence of any favorable rulings, we would not expect any capacity changes in 2023. We are waiting the finalization of the draft emission regulations that were released in May 2022. Once implemented, these will be positive for Rain because Rain is the only calciner in India that is already complying with the regulations compared to our competitors with an operating flue gas desulfurization system.
Okay, thank you. What is the likely CapEx for 2023, both in terms of maintenance and growth CapEx?
As mentioned in earlier calls, there are no major CapEx projects anticipated in the near future, but there will be some minor projects that continue to enhance our operations. As a general guidance, our maintenance CapEx will be around $60 to $70 million per annum, while the total CapEx for 2023 would be around $80 to $85 million.
Okay, thank you. What were the utilization levels for the business segments for calendar year 2022? And can you provide any indication for calendar year 2023?
During 2022, our carbon and advanced materials segments ran at about 70% capacity, and our cement segment operated at about 85% capacity. During 2023, we expect the utilizations to be more or less in line with those.
Our next question is on HHCR. By when can we expect the restart of the European plant? And will volumes and profitability be subdued when we restart the plant?
As mentioned in our earlier calls, there is no material impact on our business due to the temporary closure of this production. With energy prices softening in recent months, we are evaluating options and planning for when we can restart the line, restart the unit, as we cannot take isolated decisions with the current situation. As mentioned by Jerry earlier, the energy situation is softening, but remains somewhat unpredictable. So before taking a final decision on the timing of the restart, we are looking closely into all aspects.
Okay, turning to the cement business, we noted that EBITDA fell nearly 50% in 2022 compared with 2021. When can it be expected that business will come back to its normal levels?
As mentioned in the management commentary, the demand for cement in the South India continues to be strong. However, increased fuel and freight costs in 2022 impacted our margins in line with the rest of the cement industry in South India. With the expected slight fall in the cement and freight costs, the fuel and freight costs, there may be somewhat improvement in the margins going forward, but it will all depend on how things pan out. In response, we are working on alternative measures to reduce our costs to bring margins back to the normal.
Okay, thank you, Jagan. Our final set of questions are for Srinivas. First, cash in the current account is upwards of $20 million. Why do we keep such a high amount of cash?
Thanks, Alan, for the question. The cash balance at the group level is approximately $217 million as of December 31st, 2022, which is slightly lower than the balance we had exactly 1 year earlier. Due to the increased working capital requirements across the business, we believe it is critical to maintain sufficient balances to meet the business requirements. We believe our current cash position is appropriate to achieve those needs.
Okay, next, what is the status or what is the company thinking with regards to refinancing its debt?
As you are aware, the market has been volatile during the last year. We are closely monitoring the markets and will look at the right window to refinance the long-term debt of the company. At the moment, we believe the conditions will be right for us to refinance the debt in the second part of 2023, when we believe the market will be more favorable for us. However, if there is an opportunity sooner, we will pursue it.
Okay, thank you. Can you provide a rough breakup of miscellaneous expenses from our P&L statement?
The majority of the expenses, other expenses we incurred during the year includes expenses towards power and fuel, freight expenses, repairs and maintenance, selling and distribution expenses, and consultancy charges, etc. When the full set of financial statements are released along with the annual report, all these details can be available in the notes to accounts to the company's accounts.
Okay, thank you. In the past 2 years, the company's effective tax rate has been volatile and extremely high in the fourth quarter. Can you explain that?
Thanks for the question, Alan. The effective tax rate is mainly impacted by deferred tax write-offs in December 21 and December 22. And due to the fact that the tax assets will be more likely than not be used prior to their expiration. A detailed evaluation was done by the management and our auditors before concluding whether the deferred taxes that remained on the balance sheet date are recoverable or not. As this evaluation is a recurring process at each reporting period, especially towards the year end, we are cautious of these impacts.
Okay, thanks, Srinivas. We have one final question, and that is, what impact is the volatility in equity, bond markets, and interest rates having on our pension plans?
The movements in these markets will only impact our unfunded pension plans, which are primarily in Europe. When the market rates increase, it will reduce the impact to the P&L, as a smaller future liability will be recognized in the current period. Obviously, the reverse will happen in falling or low rate environment.
Thank you, Srinivas, Jagan, and Jerry. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes Rain's Management Q&A session for the December quarter of 2022.